Welcome to the Back in Time podcast with Kyle and JD, where every week we jump into our DeLorean, cruise to 88 miles per hour, and travel back in time to review our favorite films. Every week we talk about current cinema, the latest trailers, and we pick a new favorite film every single episode.
And I need a nuclear reaction to generate the 1.21 gigawatts of electricity.
1.21 gigawatts!
Don't say that! Never say that! Goonies never say die!
You're the best! We're the beautiful! We're the only!
Now, here's your host, Kyle Autry, and his co-host, JD.
Welcome back to the Back in Time podcast. I'm your host, Kyle Autry, joined as always by my co-host, JD. JD, how are you today?
Audience, I would like to take this moment to let you know that this intro took Kyle about four times before he was able to babble through a coherent sentence. That's how I'm doing today, Kyle.
Take four. There we go. No, you're right. I am completely like illiterate tonight. I don't know what's going on. Hopefully I'll get it together, though. I've got plenty of time with this trailer coming up.
Well, you're a little punch drunk from excitement.
If you haven't figured it out by the horrible impressions, you are listening to the 1976 sports film teaser trailer for Rocky. 42 years old. We've got a new movie coming out in cinemas in just a couple of days, Creed 2. JD, are you excited about Creed 2, and are you ready to talk some Rocky?
I think, at least in my opinion, the first Creed was a hell of a sleeper. I don't think anybody expected it to be as good of a movie as it was.
It's really good. I've watched that movie probably four or five times now. I love it.
Minus that one motorcycle scene?
Yeah, that part makes no sense at all.
No. But outside of that, like, I sat down with like zero expectations of the first one and was just blown away. And so I'm super excited for this next one. This will be one that'll have my ass in the theaters.
Mm-hmm. How many movies have there been now? Seven. This is going to be number eight, I believe. Yeah, because originally five, then Rocky Balboa, then Creed, now Creed 2. I can honestly say even Rocky 5, which I know gets a lot of hate, I've never been down on the Rocky character franchise. I love every movie. I don't know. Maybe I'm by myself. I also like Fast and Furious too. It's kind of pathetic, but JD, how do you feel about the Rocky franchise as a whole?
You know, for me, I love it. Like, you know, seeing him go toe to toe with Tommy Gunn or whatever the hell that guy's name was.
Yep. Tommy Morrison in real life, Tommy Gunn in the movie.
The Rocky franchise is unique in that it carries the same setup as a superhero movie, essentially, where you have your hero and you put him up against a villain who's stronger. Clubber Lang, Ivan Drago, Tommy Gunn, Mason the Lion Dixon. And you go through the hero's journey with Rocky and you see him put up against the wall, and you see him have to overcome his demons, and you see him triumph. It's a Greek mythological, just perfect. I love it. I love it. Even when I hate it, I love it.
Yeah, I'm excited. We'll get into it here more in a minute. So before we dive into more Rocky, take a minute to check out our sponsor over at FiveFingerTees.com. Bunch of amazing t-shirts over there. I'm sure you can find one with a Rocky face on it or old Mick. Maybe even a Paul Lee shirt. I don't know. You'll have to check it out over at FiveFingerTees.com. Use promo code 5OFF at checkout. Save yourself a little bit of money. And then while you're online, go ahead and drop us a 5-star rating and leave us a little review. Apple Podcasts, Google Play, CastBox, YouTube. That's the best way to help us continue to grow this show and get a little bit bigger every single week. So, JD, I'm sure we have a lot of new listeners. I know Rocky's a very big franchise. People are excited about the new movie. Give our new listeners a little insight into teaser trailer and what they can expect from the full episode, which will come out in a couple days.
So teaser trailer is just that. It's an opportunity for us to sit down. We look at the trailer. We tease the full episode. We discuss box office. We discuss critical response. we get into the whole behind the scenes leading up to the main event, which is the full episode, where we go pound for pound and punch for punch with the movie. Scene by scene, Kyle runs it down and he tells us what's going on. Your boy JD makes a few funny comments and some fart jokes, and everybody goes home happy.
Mm-hmm. That's almost exactly how it always goes. So for this episode, we're going to fire up the trailer. So if you have computer access or smartphone, go ahead and get onto YouTube, type in Rocky Original Movie Trailer, and you'll be looking for the one that is titled Rocky 1976 Trailer HD. It has 1 million views, and it was uploaded by John Vexer. Shout out to John Vexer. I'll give a 3, 2, 1, click countdown, and we can watch it together. JD, or should I say Rocky, are you ready?
Yeah.
All right.
That also substitutes for my Tony Danza impression.
Yo, Angela. Yo, Adrian. Yo, Angela.
Yeah, there you go. 3, 2, 1, click.
The guy's done, he gets laid off, right? He can't make
the Yeah, well, let me do the figuring, okay, Rock? From here on, just let me do the figuring.
Come on! Want to hear me? Come on! I'll break both your arms so they don't work for you.
$50. You and your girl, Adrian, you have a nice time, okay?
Thanks.
Hey, Rock.
What?
Remember what I told you?
What'd you tell me?
Take her to the zoo.
Hey, come on, come on!
Still standing. I weren't just another bum from the neighborhood. I mean, who am I kidding? I ain't even in the guy's league.
Wish me luck. I'm gonna need it.
Good luck.
Don't leave town.
What did you think of the trailer?
So my obvious first reaction is, and we discussed this before we decided to watch this John Vexer's YouTube video, is this actually the trailer? Because I feel like we can just jump right into the full review right now.
It's a really long trailer. I do believe it's the actual real trailer, though.
With that being said, holy moly, I still get shivers.
Yeah.
I feel like a kid rewatching this for the first time every single time, just seeing this just glorious story of taking Rocky from the streets to the ring, or streets to the sheets, however you want to put it.
I just think they could have cut out a solid minute of this and it would have been a really impactful trailer. I think it's good. It's just long.
I don't think they really had a good grasp for trailers back then.
No, not in 76. I would agree with that.
Is this our youngest movie?
I think it is. Carrie was 76. Tied for second. We're tied for second. Yeah, Carrie would have been earlier in the year, so yeah, this is our second oldest.
I just feel like there's an art to trailers that was not perfected until the 80s, and then refined in the 90s, and then ruined in the 2000s.
Mm-hmm. That's a good point. So let's dive into the box office numbers here. So Rocky debuted at the box office on November 21st in New York City, and then released wide in the United States on December 3rd. The film was distributed by United Artists with a runtime of 119 minutes and a production budget of only $1 million. Unfortunately, the numbers really don't go that far back where we can get like a week-by-week breakdown, but here's what we know according to Wikipedia. Rocky opened $5 million in the first week and consistently performed well for 8 months at the box office, grossing $117 million in the North American box office, and overseas, Rocky did just as well with another $107 million, bringing the worldwide total to $225 million. Adjusted to inflation, based off of 2017, the budget for the movie would have been $4.3 million, and the film would have grossed $967 million at the box office, making it not only the highest grossing movie of 1976 in US and Canada, but the second highest grossing movie in 77 as well. JD, thoughts on that?
Yeah, it's good to hear that Rocky's a fighter. I love the story of what this movie had to go through to get into production, what this movie represents, and how it just went toe-to-toe with every other movie in the box office. It's like karma, right? It's like it was created to be.
Yeah, I've watched so many of the special features over the years that I can remember. Probably my favorite Rocky story is they bring in Carl Weathers to read for the part. And they're like, this is Sylvester Stallone. He's going to be your reading partner. And Weathers gets through the first read and he looks over at the director and he's like, I think I could do this better, you know, once I get a real actor in here. And he's like, no, you don't understand. This is the writer, but he's starring. He's Rocky in the picture. And he goes, ha, maybe he'll get better. And that's the story of Rocky in a nutshell, is it not? I mean, he's like a 500 fighter that turns into a champion. This no-name actor that turns into a megastar.
And at the same time, is that not the sole reason why Carl Weathers got cast?
Oh, it is, 100%.
Yeah.
As soon as he left the room, Stallone was laughing about it. He's like, he's Apollo Creed. We got to get this guy.
It could be nobody else.
Right. We don't have a top 10. So let's jump right to the critic response. We'll use Rotten Tomatoes to gauge the response of the critics here. Roger Ebert was around in the 70s, so we will get his normal take on the film. JD, how do you think the critics received the Academy Award nominated and winning Rocky?
All right, I'm going to go about this a different way because when we did last week's episode, Planes, Trains, and Automobiles, I changed gears after I threw out my number. So I'm going to throw out my number first, and then I'm going to give my reasoning.
Do it.
And I'm going to say 92%. And I'm going to say that because I feel the critics responded positively to a story that was very easy to go with. The acting didn't need to be much more than what it was. It needed to be gritty and imperfect, and Stallone brought a fresh face to it. And it was an up-and-coming story that they wanted. And if I'm not mistaken, is this not based somewhat on the tale of Rocky Marciano's boxing career as well?
No. It's actually based off of Stallone had attended a Muhammad Ali fight years prior to writing the script. and it was against a guy, and his nickname was the Bayonne Bleeder. He's from New Jersey. I forget his name. They actually made a movie about him. Chuck Webner. There we go. And he was just known as like this journeyman. He like would bleed all over the place. And at one point in the fight, he hit Ali, and some will say stepped on his foot and tripped him, but he drops Ali in the fight. And that he lost the fight to Ali. Stallone was so motivated by it, he went home and he wrote out this script, I think in a matter of a couple of days. And here we have it. So it's completely based off of that one fight.
Well, good. Fantastic. I think that's the heart of what's at the center and the core of this film. And in 1976, I think critics ate it up.
Absolutely. And if you'd add 1% to your guess, you'd be dead on. 93%.
Boom.
Very, very good guess. Audience response. This surprised me a lot. Only 69%. What do you think's going on there?
I want to say that's because audiences are probably divided when it comes to sports movies to begin with. There's a lot of, not everybody's into or likes sports movies the same way as, you know, 10 years ago, you would say not everybody's into or loves comic book movies. So I bet if you gauge the scores of on Rotten Tomatoes of the original comic book movies, say Iron Man or Captain America or Thor, those that first core of them, they're probably a lot lower than what is anytime a new movie comes out.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to say that the audience is probably divided. And if you didn't like boxing and you watched this movie, you're probably not going to like it.
Okay. I think you should all, if you feel that way, put your fist on the table and ram your head directly into your own fist. That's what I think you should do.
Ooh-wee. What's up with
that? What's up with that? Hey, you know what? Speaking of Kenan Thompson, I went to see The Grinch this weekend with my son, and he's one of the voices of the neighbor of The Grinch. I was so excited. I was like, welcome the Good Burger, home of the Good Burger. Everybody's like, shut up. I couldn't help myself.
Who loves orange soda?
Yeah, I was like, knuckle puck time, baby. Let's do it. In our archives, by the way. Mighty Ducks 2. Shout out to Dave, who was our guest. So let's get into a little bit of the previewing of Creed 2. I don't want to make it a full episode. I know we teased it a little bit. What's your prediction? It's the second movie now to the Creed sequel. We're bringing back a big name to the franchise with Ivan Drago and his son, which I don't know a lot about because I've been staying away from the trailers. What's your prediction? Do you think this movie is going to live up to the hype? Can it continue to build off of Creed, which was such a solid movie? And how do you think it's going to do at the box office?
So my first worry is gimmick.
Okay.
Is this movie living on and basing its sole credentials on a gimmick? What do you think? I mean,
it could be. It could be. Again, I haven't watched much of the trailers. I know there's been some new ones that have come out. The only one I've watched has a very brief glimpse of just, you see the back of the new Drago's, it just like you just see his back and it just says his last name on the back, and like I got chills right away. I was like, this is awesome.
I'm with you. I'm not saying that gimmick is a bad thing because it's worked and it's roped me in and it wants me to watch this film, but I worry that, and I feel that the first film and the Creed franchise should dispel these worries because that was essentially a gimmick too.
Yeah, it was.
It was a gimmick to say, hey, this is Apollo Creed's son. Let's get him in there. Let's run this whole new story. Let's not focus on Rocky. Let's let Rocky be a character in his own universe. And that's what we're doing again. And this is the next logical step. And to me, like as a screenwriter, like this makes perfect sense. This is a sequel that makes sense. And I just I'm want to and hope that they don't just fall into so many repetitive tropes where they just essentially remake previous movies. I hope that this movie gets to stand on its own 2 feet. I'm assuming that it's going to end with one hell of a slugfest where the mutual respect is going to wind up between both competitors, which essentially is how Rocky IV ended.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see if they follow the Rocky IV storytelling aspect of Stallone is this big boxer at this point. He's making all these millions of dollars. He lives in the mansion. He's got the robot. It looks like it's straight out of the Jetsons. And then, you know, his best friend gets murdered. And then he's got to, like, dig deep and go to Russia and train in the snow. And then he makes his comeback. Like, I wonder if it's going to go down that path or not. If Adonis Creed is already, like, this big superstar. Or if this is picking up right after the first fight where we know the ending of that one. Spoiler, if you haven't seen Creed yet, turn this off. Where he loses the fight to that champion. I don't know. I don't know where it's going. And I don't want to know. I want to find out in the theater with the lights off, the bag of Skittles. That's how I want to know.
Bag of Skittles. Props to you. I thought you were going to say snow caps.
Nah, not a snow caps guy. I always sneak in a bag of Skittles in my pocket. Hey, the theater prices are too much. I'm cheap.
Future episode. What is Kyle sneaking in his pocket?
Usually a drink and a Skittle, yeah.
You totally derailed my thought process. I had a good comment to make. My whole thing is I feel like the easy and the low-hanging fruit is to sort of switch it and have Drago be the big name and pulling in Adonis for a fight that maybe Drago's team is like, no, don't take this wild card on, as opposed to Apollo being like, or, you know, Rocky telling Apollo, hey, don't fight Drago. Like, I think maybe that we're going to see young Drago painted with a sympathetic portrait. We're going to find out so much about him. He's trying to live up to his dad. I think that they're going to build him up almost like the way that Infinity Wars did, and painted Thanos as like a good, evil villain. I think that would be a unique way to go, because Drago's just trying to fill his dad's footsteps.
So you see this as almost Rocky 3 with Clubber Lang, but with sympathy for the character.
It could be. I mean, this is just a weak guess.
Okay. How about box office numbers? What do you think? How are we going to do?
It's going to be number one.
Number one for sure. I'm going to go, and let me fact check on what Creed did the opening weekend. I'm gonna say it's going to do better than Creed. So I'll give us the number, and then we can make an official prediction. Because last time we did this, I was pretty darn close on Halloween. I think I said 80, and it did like 70, something like that.
Yeah, you were right on.
Okay, so Creed did 109 domestically. Opening weekend, it did 29,600,000 opening weekend. And then it was actually, I think it was a five-day weekend, though. It's probably going to be the same as this one. I think it actually drops on Thursday, this movie. So I will double check that to make sure. But with that being said, okay, so if the original Creed did almost 30, I'm going to go Creed 2 at 45 million. JD, what say you?
I don't think that's too bold at all.
Okay.
I wouldn't be surprised.
What are you thinking?
I wouldn't be surprised, and you're the numbers guy, and you always do such a great job, better than I do, to come up with these.
It's true, I am better.
Numbers. You are. Hey, man, you have how many pairs of Jordans?
Currently, I think I only have one now. It's pretty pathetic, but I had a lot growing up, and that means a lot.
It does. You showed me your resume once, and it said how many pairs of Jordans you owned.
Yeah, it's in my resume. I know. I talk about it on the interviews. It's crazy. I don't know why I'm not getting hired.
Hell, it's probably because you're ugly. But no, I think it's going to do well. It's coming out at a good time. What is it competing against? The Grinch?
Yeah, you're gonna have some Grinch left over. You're going to have Bohemian Rhapsody that's continuing to do very, very well at the box office. By the way, saw it, loved it, amazing, shed a couple tears. I've done nothing but listen to Queen and watch interviews on YouTube for about a week now. Very, very good movie. Would highly recommend everybody go check that one out if you haven't seen it yet. But Creed 2's got some pretty good competition. It's going up against Wreck-It Ralph 2. And Wreck-It Ralph, the original, did really well at the box office. So, yeah, I mean, there's a good chance it may actually not win opening weekend. I did not know that they were going against Wreck-It Ralph 2.
Okay, obviously I don't have kids. I don't know how kids work. I don't understand what the hell is going on with them. But I saw the trailer for that, and I was just like, really? Really? Yeah. Really?
The original opened at $50 million back in 2012. So
there's enough market to go around for the both of them.
Yeah, I didn't know it was going against Wreck-It Ralph. I might have to back down my prediction a little bit. No, you know what? I'm going to stand firm at 45. I'm going to say that the old Rocky fans are going to show up for this one, but it's probably going to be the number two movie of that week behind Wreck-It Ralph, which will probably be in the 50s or 60s.
And you said the first Wreck-It Ralph came in at 50-some?
Yeah. And it was a bit of a sleeper, too. So, like, it did great internationally. I think it's grown as it came out on DVD with the younger generation. So it's probably going to do better than its predecessor.
All right. Just because I want to play the game, I'm going to say Creed 2. I want to say 72 million is from the bottom of my, like, spider senses tingling. But I'm going to be realistic and I'm going to say 38.
Thanks for listening to the teaser trailer episode for Rocky. Again, we'll be back in a couple days with the full review. Remember to subscribe to the show, Apple Podcasts, Google Play, CastBox, YouTube. Drop us a 5-star review. But it is that time of the episode to climb back into the DeLorean, punch in today's date, and return back to present day. We'll be back with the full review. See ya!